Welcome to our little concert. We've all had a big day, and I think that the musicians might be a bit on the tired side, but we still have a few things that we would like to share with you. Also, I haven't had opportunity today to talk with you a little bit about Renaissance music. As you know, it began as an entertainment art, and that's precisely how we used it today. But music was a little bit slow coming on the scene during the Renaissance. The sciences and the other forms of enlightenment were a little bit ahead of music. Remember that we were still doing single-line Gregorian chant, and then it slipped into two-line chant. So it took us a while to slip into four and five and six voices all mingling together. So the period began slow, but by the 1500s or middle of the 1500s, we were catching up fast and being very creative with musical imagery and painting pictures with music. So that's what we're sharing with you tonight. And what you'll hear is somewhat experimental, which is precisely how it was at that time. They experimented. They looked around at what other people were doing, and they tried to incorporate that into their own music. So even though it's recorded for us in what appears to be solid form, it was really meant as an extemporaneous art. So then let's begin. We're going to start with a Frescobaldi brass and keyboard piece. Frescobaldi wrote madrigals, brass pieces, vocal pieces, all kinds of instrumental pieces, was experimenting with the art himself. So here's an example. Before I came, I was reading some about Renaissance music and trying to find out a little bit of history about it, and I found out some very unusual things. One is that the movement began in Italy. Everything that we can read about it is written in German. I thought that was pretty interesting. Then the next paragraph said most of the musical activity was going on in northern France. It's confusing to me. The next thing we'd like to do is a choral piece. You're going to recognize the melody as Good Christian Friends or In Dulce Jubilo. It begins with a sinfonia, which was also a practice of the Renaissance. A sinfonia is just a small musical prelude to the main event. So the choir is going to help us with that, and keyboard and flute. There's some great musicians here. That's just great. We have a flute trio for you now. And I don't even know what they're going to play, so it's going to be a surprise to all of us. It's Handel. Thank you. treat around the village today. It's my understanding. I watched the kids play with it all day. It's an intriguing instrument. And so I thought I would do a couple of little, very small little harpsichord pieces for you, just so that you get to hear it. I understand it's not often played, so it's fun to have it around. And I want to demonstrate its two stops. The first movement is going to be done on the mute stop. You'll notice the difference in sound. The string has no ring once it is plucked. You remember a harpsichord plucks the string with a little quill. And once it is plucked, it's immediately muted, so you don't get any ring to the sound. The second movement that I'm going to play, I'll take the mute off, and then you'll hear the difference in the sound. What I'm going to play are two little movements from a collection of pieces by Haydn called Works for a Flute Clock. A flute clock was a keyboard instrument, much like an organ, except instead of organ pipes, they were cylinders filled with water. And a little mallet came up and struck the cylinder, and each cylinder had a different level of water, so it had a different pitch. So it was a bell-like instrument. But the harpsichord is about the closest thing we can come to match that. So two movements from Haydn. Andy's going to join me on the violin now and play our last little piece for you. It's two movements from a Telemann suite. As you know, Telemann was a musician for the king and wrote music to entertain royalty. And you did stand, too, don't you? Yeah. And it will be the last piece that we're going to do for you, so I want to take this opportunity to thank you for the fun of this day, to thank all the musicians who have participated. They have really done a swell job, and they've done it all on their own. They've been practicing, and if you've been in this building, it sounded like a music conservatory for 2 days. So let's give them a hand.